from your perspective, that must have been, you think that was a pretty solid effort from your club from front to back?
Yeah, you know, I thought a lot of guys played very well at night, and all the way down the lineup, I think you can see everyone's working hard and do the right things, and it pays, it shows, you know. The little things, they wear away at teams, and I thought that's what we did tonight.
You feeling really comfortable tonight? Looked like you got into it early and had some good saves, and does that sort of get you going for the whole game?
Yeah, I like this rink too. Good memories here too. Something about this place just suits my style, I guess. I was excited. I was excited to play tonight, and I think it showed.
Got to ask you about the one that they thought they had scored. Horn goes off, and no goal.
Well, yeah, I kind of gave my glove. Like, wasn't even close. That's kind of rude.
When you look at the way your club was able to play here tonight, obviously they were able to build a bit of momentum after the one goal, but boy, after that, you guys kind of took it away in the third. What did you guys do so well in the final 20?
You know, I thought our details were right. We were working them hard in the offensive zone. We were kind of controlling the game. Anytime you can control the flow, I think it's huge, especially at this level.
Just one quick question about the Father's Weekend again. I mean, have you talked to your dad much this weekend? Do you have some opportunity to be around him? What's it been like being around him on the road?
Well, it's great. It's extremely exciting for me, too, because I can see how much fun he's having. And then when I go through my everyday routine, I know he's not gonna bother me at all. So I can see him just kind of soaking it in, soaking the experience in, and that's making me excited.
Where's the line on that for your dad? Like, where does he know when he can hang out with a goalie, and then when does he leave him alone?
Well, I think it was maybe 3 years ago, we had a dad's trip, and we shared a room, and he snored all night. So I think he drew the line right there when I kind of yelled at him a little bit for snoring, or throwing pillows at him, whatever you want to call it. No, he knows on game day, he knows, leave me alone, let me get my rhythm, and he's just going to enjoy it with the other dads.
But he said that he, you know, you had said he left it up to you to be a goaltender, it was your choice, and he just kind of stayed back. What kind of dad was he in that regard?
One of those dads that encourage you to follow your dreams and to do whatever you want. And, you know, it's going to be up to you to succeed or to fail. And he's not going to be the one to turn me away from it or to turn me on to something I don't want to do. So I think that's the key because, you know, you do things you enjoy, and when you enjoy things, you do them well.
But does he have his own room now?
Yeah, he's got his own room this time.
Thanks.